Ave Maria, this is Friar Roderick for FI News, where you'll find the latest news on the Franciscans of the Immaculate. Today our subject is Air Maria. This is because today is March 25th, which as you know is the Feast of the Annunciation, although it will be celebrated after Easter this year. This is when our Lord was made incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation of the Archangel. This, of course, was the start of a new era, God coming among us to bring salvation and make himself known. Back in 2007, we figured this was a very appropriate date for the official launch of Air Maria, the online video apostolate for the Franciscans of the Immaculate. So, we need to give a hearty hip hip hooray in celebration of Air Maria's birthday. We are now 6 years old. Now, in terms of the video internet era, this is a long time. YouTube only started in 2005 and did not get prominent until the next year when we were experimenting with our first videos. But as you know, in terms of the Catholic Church's 2,000-year history, it's hardly a blip on the map. In fact, when I was watching all the videos on the internet for the last conclave, I thought to myself, why don't I recall seeing this kind of internet video coverage for the election of Pope Benedict? It's because video on the internet hadn't really started back then. The entire history of internet video only covers the last pontificate, which was hardly the longest pontificate in the previous 264. Back then, podcasting was a big thing, you know, audio only and iPods and such. In Benedict's 8-year reign, we seen the arrival of internet video, the whole TV industry switching to high definition, including YouTube. We've seen the arrival of the iPhone and the iPad, and all the mobile revolution that this entails. You know, many, many changes in the world. And now we have a new Pope, and he is bringing the church into this new era with a new pastoral style. This is especially exciting for us Franciscans, since he took the name Francis after the founder of our order, the first pope ever to have done so. Through all these changes, we here have tried at Air Maria to keep up on the forefront, and to a large extent we've been successful thanks to all the help from you, our audience. We've become one of the largest producers of Catholic video on the internet, with over 4,000 videos online, and these are duplicated over a half dozen websites across the internet. Again, this is thanks to you, our viewers and benefactors. We hope to specifically thank you for all the recent donations made in response to our requests, and we would like to show you our recent progress making use of them. We were able to get the hard drives that we asked for and do the very large amounts of data that which video production generates. These were very much needed, and we thank you for this. We've also been able to make the improvements to our temporary studio that we mentioned. And these include the green screen, which you can see behind me here. And this is what I'm actually standing in front of without the, all the digital magic that makes enables us to put our electronic backgrounds on. And also, the improvements include a new electrical system consisting of new wiring, light switches, and outlets. We were able to get new lights for the studio. You can see some of these here lighting our green screen. So during our requests for these things, we only mentioned in passing a high-definition video switcher, and the donations that you made were so generous that we were able to get this as well. It enables us to switch between multiple cameras while recording a show or even doing a live show. You can see here we are able to switch to a behind-the-scenes camera and show you how one friar can operate all this with one screen that that has all the different video sources on it and a computer that controls it all. You can still see me in the background in front of the green screen there. So this will enable us to do more complex productions with like multiple guest talk shows where we can cut back and forth between hosts and guests, as each one speaks, just as you might see in a typical TV show. Speaking of cameras, we've been able to purchase two more high-definition cameras, again, thanks to your generosity. We've already had a high-grade Sony HD camera, so these two cameras complete our basic studio to have the standard three cameras that work with one switcher. In fact, the behind-the-scenes shot that you just saw was taken from one of these cameras that just arrived today. So we're very excited about this new equipment, and we're wasting no time in putting it into production. Further, the switcher enables us to do all the green screen stuff that you mentioned, so we can switch to any background we wish while recording. So we can magically travel to any distant place right in the middle of our show, like this warm, beautiful beach here, which would be very nice with our spring snowstorm we just had here in Indiana, or high cold places, or distant wild places, or deep scary places, or more to the point, holy places, or even heavenly places. But everything we will do will be for the purpose of spreading devotion to Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary, and do so to a new generation. Again, this is all being done in high definition, which is, again, better than cable TV just 10 years ago. All viewable on Air Maria and other internet sites, so anyone can view them anytime or wherever they are in the world. Looking ahead, we still need some things to complete the studio. We still need monitors and cables and distribution hubs for the HD signals. I'm currently using a teleprompter that we have patched together with spare parts, and this works well, but we need a dedicated computer for that. And then we need a high-end computer to be used as a graphics generator to be able to play motion graphics, to be able to communicate subtle doctrine to today's distracted audience. We need two more tripods and remote control heads. The remote control heads are necessary because we have a very limited staff here. A future step will be to get small wall-mounted cameras for the chapel and the conference hall. This will enable us to use the switcher with its high definition capability for our homilies and conferences. It will also let us be able to do live shows. This brings us to the final point that the switcher can be used in multiple ways for our fixed studio and in the chapel and in the conference center, and also on road trips for conferences at other locations, giving us great flexibility. So we are very excited and looking forward to producing more shows with ever-increasing quality. And with your help, we hope not only to stay ahead of technology, but to find ever new ways to present the unchanging Catholic faith to a fast-changing world. Again, thank you. This is Friar Roderick for FI News. Come back here for future updates on all the things and all doings of the Franciscans of the Immaculate. Ave Maria.